Michael's down there on the other.
Which one is this?
Michael Motti.
Motti.
The Motti
man.
Motti.
How are your knees?
Hello?
Michael.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tom again, and the assembled Twin Cities Media. We're going to do a quick phone conference here. And
absolutely.
Let you get back to your Saturday, all right?
Hey, Michael, how's it going? What you think of getting picked by the Vikings?
Oh, I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's a great organization, and I couldn't be happier.
What's this day kind of been like for you? Did you slide a little further than you expect?
I really tried to go in this draft without any expectations just because I understand my situation and medically and stuff like that. But, it got more and more difficult as it went on. It's just couldn't be happier to get picked by such a great organization, man. It's just, always had respect for the Vikings and what they've been able to do. So, it's just happy to be a part of it.
With three knee surgeries, how much time would you say you've spent in rehab?
Way too much, I would say that. But this most recent injury, just been rehabbing and getting back. I feel great, been sprinting and doing some things, and as far as agility and stuff like that. So really, it's going to be a good summer of getting therapy, getting right and healthy, and be ready for preseason camp.
Coming from an NFL family, would you say that with your father and your brother, would you say that it was in your blood?
I mean, I would think so. I mean, I just, playing, having my dad go through this whole process before, and playing 8 years in the league, it definitely helps. And I think that it was just I did everything I could to kind of set myself up to be in this position, and just a great opportunity to have it here in front of me. So I'm just trying to make the most of it.
Were you more a middle linebacker at Penn State, or did you play outside some as well?
I played more outside, but I think at the next level, I'll probably be more of an inside guy. I mean, I played, I have a lot of experience in the 4-3, I played all three positions at Penn State, so I'm real comfortable with all three of them. But I haven't really talked much of scheme with the Vikings, so I'm sure we'll get more into that here next week.
How are the knees? Are you able to come in and compete right away?
I think so. I mean, I'll probably be a little more limited this year in the OTAs next weekend, but I think once we get more into preseason and I'm starting to run around and fly around a little bit and kind of let it go here, I'll be ready to go. So definitely, absolutely.
When did each of the injuries occur for you?
My most recent was in the beginning of November of last season. Kind of got a high low, like a chop blocked, and nothing I could do about that one. It's kind of a chop block. But then I had one in 2011, and then another one in 2009 on my right.
Which knee twice?
The left.
Michael, the Vikings have had pretty good success helping players through torn ACLs. Adrian Peterson, Chad Greenway, among them. Do you look at that as take heart that you're coming to an organization that has had a lot of success of helping players through this injury and then coming out on the back end and playing really well?
Yeah, absolutely. That definitely gives me confidence. I know that I spoke a little bit with the doctors at the combine and at the retext, and they were confident in the way that the MRIs look. I had a great surgeon, and Dr. Bradley with the Steelers did my surgery, and they understand where I'm at. So I think it's going to be a great relationship as far as and when I'll be ready, and I think they're going to really take care of me. So, but I think I'll be ready by preseason camp. So that's my goal, and that's where I plan on being.
What was that whole combine experience like as a guy who was probably poked and prodded a little more than most?
It was interesting. I mean, kind of just sit there while 32 doctors poke and pull and push at you, but. I kind of got the expectations from a couple of players that I've been played with from years past and gone through the process. So I kind of had a little bit of an idea of what to expect.
A lot of the scouting reports on you talk about your leadership skills. How important is that to you, especially given the turmoil the program had over the last couple of years?
Well, I think it's just going through the situations we went through at Penn State, which were kind of unprecedented, and given the whole scandal and all that stuff, we were able to kind of, take control of our own program and really make it we just viewed all that adversity as an opportunity for us to kind of show a lot of positive in a really screwed up situation. And, I just had a great team class and a great head coach, and Coach O'Brien. And it just was it was the most fun last season that I've had playing in any other season. So we just had a great group of guys last year.
As far as getting reunited with Gerald again, what does that mean for you? How close were you guys through the injury process that you went through?
I couldn't be happier to be playing with Gerald. I mean, we had so much fun playing together last season and the season before that. It's a great support structure there. You know, you kind of have a familiar face to go through the new process with, and it's just I couldn't be happier in this situation. It's just a great opportunity we both have ahead of us.
There was a story circulating that you sent a letter to all 32 GMs trying to reassure them that you'd be ready to go. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I sent that back in December. I wasn't really trying to get I didn't really report that to the media. I just kind of wanted that to be through the GMs and kind of, let them hear from the horse's mouth about where I plan on being and my mindset on getting back and healthy and because I've done this thing before. So, I know I'll be ready to go again. So, it's all about just bouncing back and how you rehab basically where you put your mind on getting back. So that's what I plan on doing.
Who's your agent, Michael?
My agent is Mike McCartney.
Thanks
so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.